Watch Peter Navarro, Wall Street Journal Never Saw an American Job It Didn't Want to Offshore. By John Binder on August 18, 2019. President Trump's chief trade advisor Peter Navarro hit back at the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, saying they never saw an American job they didn't want to offshore. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Navarro slammed the Wall Street Journal after the proponents of free trade published another editorial claiming that tariffs imposed on Chinese imports by the Trump administration are slowing down the American economy. When the Main Street Journal starts attacking this administration, that is when we worry, Navarro said. The question for the Wall Street Journal is where was the Wall Street Journal beginning in 2001 when China got into the World Trade Organization, WTO? And we watched the exodus of over 70,000 of our factories, over 5 million of manufacturing jobs, Navarro asked. Why hasn't the Wall Street Journal been editorializing over the last 10 years about China's hacking our computers to steal trade secrets, about stealing our intellectual property, about forcing the technology transfer from our companies, about the currency manipulation that occurred for over a decade? It's called the Wall Street Journal for a reason. It represents Wall Street, Navarro said. And the Wall Street Journal never saw an American job it didn't want to offshore. Indeed, U.S. free trade with China has eliminated about 3.4 million American jobs from the economy between 2001 and 2017, costing workers their jobs in all 50 states. The most recent study conducted by the Coalition for a Prosperous America found that permanent 25% tariffs on all Chinese imports would create more than a million U.S. jobs by 2024. The Wall Street Journal for years has published editorials in opposition to tariffs on China and for continued free trade relations. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.